How are you?
I'm missing my partner in crime there.
This table, we only have one last time, too.
It's just me, but Maggie is fascinated. Let's talk about Maggie.
So you've kind of been betrayed. Or you felt betrayed by Hal.
I did and I didn't. Because I knew that he was affected the entire time. Because Maggie has had a history with drugs, she understands, thank you so much, what it's like to be fighting a temptation, an evil voice inside your own head. And she's devoted to being his rock. And she really believes that if she loves him and that she's there for him, his goodness will take the forefront and she can, you know, handle the darkness. So she never blamed him for his actions. Obviously, this is extremely challenging. Sure, jealousy comes up, she's human, but she's not blaming him. She doesn't feel betrayed by Hal. You know?
But does she blame herself?
Speaking of Hal.
Hello.
There he is.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Drew.
We were talking about you behind your back.
Had to go say hello to him. Oh, yeah? Can you say anything good?
Yeah, I was saying how much I love
you. Aww.
Yeah. Oh, in the middle?
Hello. Is Maggie ever going to be in touch?
Maggie and Pope have a great relationship in the sense that, yes, she does trust Pope. She always has. Because he has saved her life in a lot of ways. She hates Pope. She hates who he is in the world. But he's already proven that he's somebody who's got her back in a weird way. She resents it, but at the end of the day, it's just like, who are you? I hate you. Leave me alone. Wait, where's Pope? I feel safe though.
Hal Mason will take care of him.
Well, Hal Mason's a little off the rails.
Well, you know, you gotta give your man a second too to collect himself.
Drew was sexy as usual, Hal.
You feel if the world was over tomorrow and the show she settled down, she'd be able to kind of put that rebellious part of her life behind her?
No.
Yeah. Coming up in the next couple episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question.
We'll get an answer soon.
You'll get an answer soon. I should just let you figure that one out.
All right. So is good Hal back now, or are we going to have...
You know, when I read the sixth episode, when it looks like everything's good, in the back of my mind I was thinking, is he really? Like, is this going to be a little twist that they're going to bring into it? But I think we're going to see the good Hal return. I tried to find a new side of the good Hal that, you know, is taking into perspective of everything that just happened. And I'm really looking forward to the next season to be able to continue to flesh that out and see the growth in the character from that experience. How such a guy that feels like he can do anything you put him in charge of, he's going to get it done. The fact that all that power was taken away from him and it was completely unbeknownst to him, I think is really a learning lesson.
Is anyone else going to be able to trust him?
I hope not. That would be fun to play. Yeah, hopefully he'll have to deal with some stuff.
Did you do any kind of research to get the duality of the characters down, or get any influences from that?
The whole season, I think I did more research on this season than any other season, because I started out in the wheelchair, so I went to some places that had paraplegics and got to learn from them. There's one story of this guy named Vince, who couldn't walk. He was an incomplete paraplegic from somewhere in the waist down. He's showing me how to not be able to walk. It looked like I'm not being able to walk, and then we were joking about it because I'm the guy who can walk. The thing that he's striving so hard to be able to do, and he's teaching me how to look like I can't walk. But when it was coming to the Evil Hal stuff, I watched Jack Nicholson in The Shining. The Dark Knight, I wanted to get a little Joker in there. Just see these different things. just to see, just the people that I really respect, just to sort of see how they work through things, and then take that, completely leave it, come up with my own thing, and just have the confidence of knowing I've seen this done before, different ways, but here's my spin. I always try to, whenever I'm on set, to whatever's going on, to let it affect me. So I'm doing a scene where I'm in a good mood, I try to find people that make me happy and I can carry on a conversation with. I'm feeling a little lonely, I'll like go off and, you know, just think about the fact that I haven't seen family and friends for a while and just kind of be a little more distant. With this, hair and makeup always comes up to you during the scenes and they dab stuff on your face and you know, they do their job, which is not a problem at all, but you can find an irritating side to it. So when that would happen, I would just let that in and then, you know, just let the irritation build and just sort of create my own space to just let it. No, I never use the music. It's too hard to keep up with your iPod. They're always moving between takes, and I'm afraid I'd lose it. Even when you put things in your chair, they get moved. So, just the way that I was trained, I never used music. Music is very powerful. I mean, you can all feel an emotion when you're listening to a song, but I haven't used that to this point.
The thing about being on a show for this long, though, is that you naturally feel connected to the character and you are immersed in this world. So there's a lot of work you do initially, but then once that work is done, I mean, I look at Drew and all of my feelings for Hal are right there. And, you know, Vancouver is conducive to that dismal environment. It's a combination of getting yourself there to that place and also just being incredibly present with these wonderful sets. There's a lot of terrifying visuals from what we're working on.
That's very true. We've actually joked before that you develop a thing with whatever character, whatever your relationship is with another character. And so if somebody comes on set and I see Sarah having a good time with somebody, maybe, you know, it could be on the borderline of flirting. I'd be like, whoa, they're flirting with my girl. All right. Oh, yeah, she's not my girl. But anyway, I don't know how I feel right now. I'm going to turn around and feel like it didn't happen.
I like that.
So you know the scene whenever you were having the eye gizmo taken out and you rocked that scene. That was amazing. And whenever you were appealing, please don't let them do this to me. You two both did really well in that scene. How did you work that out between the two of you to get that emotion? It seems like really intense.
That's a good example for me of not having to work at all.
Yeah, it wouldn't say anything.
It was traumatizing, horrifying. I mean,
if anything, I would just separate myself from even seeing her. Like, when that scene, she's coming out of nowhere. Right. So if anything, on set, I would just not talk to her like I might usually talk to her. Just create that separation. And then when she shows up, you've got it there, and you just use it.
Maybe
it's
gonna
mix
people
out a little
bit. Yeah. For one good time, didn't he? Like he enjoyed that.
No brainer.
Well, and there is that attraction / repulsion that she has with Coach that was present in Evil Pal. So there would be that. I kind of have everything in one package. Just change a little bit of Evil Pal.
Do you want Evil Pal or they are Good Pal? Let me know in the morning. I'll give it to you.
Evil Pal at night.
What do you think we're going to be able to stay together, whether anything's going on after this?
We're again, a very good question.
Yeah.
We have some stuff to come in this season that hasn't come out yet that I think both of us can say we're very excited about. That is, we didn't see coming, and it's going to be a nice little gem for us to play with again this fourth season.
You talking about the finale? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be very hard to come back from this finale. There's two of us, but we probably will at some point. It'll make season 4 interesting.
Yeah.
I know you can't answer this, but I'm going
to ask. Okay.
Maggie, I'm going to get to do what she wants to do.
You have what to
do.
What would
she want to do?
What would you want to do?
Oh, you saw what I want to do. You saw what I wanted to do. I walked up there. Evil Hal That's a good question. And it will... I just said, oh, wow, when I found out George Washington.
As a girl, like, being kind of dirty all the time in wardrobe, does that, like, kind of freak you out? Or is it just, like...
My dream job. My dream job. I don't like wearing makeup. I was a camper growing up. I would take up 6 week long ski trips. I like music festivals, I like running around in the earth. No, I like the blood and grind.
Great. I mean, your hair always looks good anyway, but...
We'll do have to get up some time. My cream is kind of black. And I look at yours, I'll be like, ugh, I look like that too. Oh, well, we'll take the number 5.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, ew, look at that finger, there's the bathroom. Not sure. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's the article of the greatest you came up with.